So for me, it was having all this extra time on my hands because the workplace where I'm at full time completely closed for, you know, 5 weeks straight. So for me, it was a time where I was able to tap into my creative juices and just really focus on me and focus on growing the business.
Welcome to Small Business Stories presented by Vistaprint, the podcast where we talk to small business owners about their starts, struggles, and successes. I'm your host, Jeff Israel. Joining me today is Kelly Polanco, the maker and creator behind Rooted Body Co. Rooted Body sells handmade artisanal skin, body, and wellness products, and they're located in Lawrence, Mass. Kelly, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
We're so glad to have you here. Why don't you tell us in your own words a little bit about Rooted Body Co?
Sure. So my mission as a creator behind Rooted Body is to mindfully create nutritious skin, body, and wellness products that are handmade from scratch through traditional methods without cutting any corners. And for me, I'm really huge on just using sustainable, raw, wild, and organic ingredients that provide results and also have a very low environmental impact in all of our products. The products we make are very much intended to uplift the mind, to soothe the skin, to really provide that feel-good factor.
I love it. And how'd you get started making, you know, wellness products? And then what made you become so mindful about being so environmentally friendly and sustainable? And how'd you get started in that as well?
So I've always really been intrigued by holistic wellness and just reading books that have anything to do with herbalism and plants. So I naturally gravitate towards that kind of material. So having that in my background and also having struggled with my own skin issues and have a child that also had some major skin issues has certainly have been a driving force. I started off by making soaps, which was a hobby for a while. I was always seeking alternative soaps, anything that was made from scratch, anything that didn't have any of the chemical fillers or the plethora of chemicals that come along with a lot of products that sometimes are even marketed as natural, but are not really safe. I was always seeking these products, and then one day I just decided to play around with some ingredients and make something. I looked up some recipes online, I watched some YouTube tutorials, and then I started by just making a batch of soap one day, and it actually came out really good. So, you know, I was creating something really solid. So at that point, I was like, okay, I'm onto something here. I can do this. I can actually make a lot of these products that I spent a lot of money on.
You mentioned you started it as a hobby, you know, making your first soaps or on the side. When was it when you decided that I'm going to take Rooted Body Co. and turn it into something real and turn it into a business?
When it went from hobby to business was around December 2019, which is the same month that I opened up a Shopify account, set up a website.
What's that feeling like? A little bit of like, you know, scaredness, but also like, you know, I'm doing this, like this is, let's go. Walk me through that.
Yeah, a little over all the computer tech savvy stuff was always and still is, can be a little overwhelming for me. It's just not my area of expertise. I'm very much into creating and making things. So when it came to like just getting the website set up, that took me forever. I had tried different carriers, and then I finally stuck with Shopify because they seem to be the most user friendly for me. But that for me has always been the challenge. Just being able to get that set up, anything that had to do with setting up the website or any marketing stuff certainly has been a struggle and still is, just because, you know, I have to wear many hats. But now I'm sort of at the point where I would love to outsource some more and get some more help so I could really focus on what I truly enjoy doing, which is creating product.
No, it's so funny you mentioned that, because, you know, when you take the leap from the real business and become the founder, the owner, the creator, you also, like you mentioned, the many hats, you are now the CFO, the CMO, the CTO, you know, so there's so many things that come up with that. I was curious if there's anywhere you go specifically for help in areas where you think you have a shortcoming. Is there a community that you belong to that you go for assistance? I was curious just how you approach that.
Yeah, well, actually, this past winter, I completed a winter accelerator for entrepreneurs. It's called E4All, which is offered in my area. I was selected to be one of the businesses that could take this program, which would help us walk us through everything that you need in order to be a successful business, starting from scratch, whether it was an idea or if you already were started. So I got in with E4All, and they really, really helped me kind of push this forward and just open up my mind to all the other things that really have to do with becoming a real business and forming an LLC and how to market, how to price. Through them, I learned a ton of stuff that I had no prior knowledge about before joining that program. So that certainly has helped me.
That's awesome, and it's probably fresh in your mind too, and that's really great because there's so many things that you need to do, so helping yourself prioritize and do that. I wanted to ask too, I know you have your e-com store set up through Shopify and on your website, which is great, and everyone should check it out. Is e-com your primary way of selling? Do you go to markets? I was curious, how you get Rooted Body products out to your customers.
The markets are certainly one of my core ways of getting it out there. I get to meet the people, and really, they get to meet me and see what it's all about. And the markets do really well. So that certainly has given even the e-commerce the push that it needs because these same people will follow up through. I notice I've been retaining customers pretty well. So it says a lot about the product. These are some of the people that I've never met before that I meet at these markets, and then I see orders coming in from them on the site, which is amazing. So the site is awesome. I still don't have a ton of traffic. The markets are certainly is where most of my core business comes from. And I do a lot of local stuff as well. I have people locally that have heard about my stuff and are regular loyal customers, and they usually come back for more. So it keeps me going.
Yeah, for sure. I have a question about the markets. And now that things are slowly returning to normal, markets are starting to open up again. And there's probably going to be, if you think about how many businesses started over the past year of people sort of tinkering in their homes and creating new things, might be a lot of small business owners' first times in markets this summer and fall. What are your sort of like must-have things that you always bring to a market? I'm just curious, like, what's in your like go bag the night before a market you already have packed?
Oh, plenty of fruits. Plenty of fruits. I don't drink very much water at some of these markets because I don't have easy access to restrooms. So, I get pretty dehydrated sometimes, but I bring fruits because I really don't catch a break. Of course, I need some nourishment. And so I try to stay away from starches and I just stick with the fruit because they're hydrating and it's satisfying. So I always pack fruit.
I love that. I love that. It makes total sense. You referenced this like a couple of minutes ago when you talked about outsourcing. Have you thought about bringing any people on for like employees or a seasonal help? Are you starting to realize that maybe you might go down that avenue? Are you in the infancy stages? Curious how you're approaching that.
Absolutely. It is something that is always on my mind, especially when I kind of do my to-do list and see all the things that I have to do for the week. That's always the reminder is you need help. So, I have a 16-year-old son, which is super helpful. He makes many batches of soaps with me. So that is super helpful. But I certainly need help with the website management, even social media. At some point, I would like somebody to take that on and also keep the website up to date. And as far as bookkeeping and that sort of thing, that's another area that I would certainly need help with the accounting stuff that has to do with the business. Well, I'm working really hard to be able to generate enough cash flow so that I can afford to hire some help.
Yeah, is that in your sort of when we talk about like roadmaps for, and for how you want to expand, would that be sort of on the near term wish list, like maybe sometime this year trying to get somebody in, or are you still sort of mapping it out and seeing, what comes of this year?
No, I would love to have that happen sometime this year because I'm now picking up a little more steam. And I went from working 40 hours at my day job to working 22 hours now. So now I have more time to scale up and produce more. So I certainly, this is definitely the time to really start shifting gears for sure.
You're in such an interesting spot, so I want to ask some more questions about this because it's super interesting as you talk about hiring an employee, and your brand is so strong, and your company's core beliefs are really strong and interesting and super focused. I was curious, like, how best are you going to instill those values in your first employee, and how are you going to try to transfer sort of what's important to you into your employee? And have you thought about that at all, or am I freaking you out?
No, you're not. I've actually given that some thought because I'm like, okay, I need someone trustworthy. I have intellectual property that I want to protect. I want somebody enthusiastic that's eager to learn, that's intrigued by, the similar things that intrigue me. So yeah, that is so important to me. So some compatibility there, I think, is very important. So I'm on the lookout. I meet people every day, new people all the time. I've had some teenage gals approach me recently, actually, that were super interested in like getting on board and just asking if I were hiring and that sort of thing. So some people have approached me, but I'm kind of looking for those qualities, you know?
That's amazing that you're thinking about that. So I'd love to know about some of, because it's funny, you're talking about some of your products and especially like hand care. I think just in terms of the amount of damage I've done to my hands over the past year from hand sanitizers and other sort of, harsh ingredients with COVID and trying to keep safe. I was curious on that level what some of the challenges and opportunities you had during COVID and sort of how you adapted without markets, not as many markets as you once had, and then maybe more people being interested in things like skincare than ever before. I was curious what the experience was like for you.
So it certainly was a blessing in disguise. It really helped put things into perspective and where I wanted to go, the direction I wanted to go with the business, with my life in general. And then also ask myself, how can I take advantage of this time to actually push this business forward? So for me, it was having all this extra time on my hands because the workplace where I'm at full time completely closed for five weeks straight. So for me, it was a time where I was able to tap into my creative juices and just really focus on me and focus on growing the business and improving the self. So for me, it was certainly a blessing. I got to produce more product than I had ever produced prior because I had all this extra time on my hands. I was able to finalize my logo right at the start of COVID. I was working with an illustrator. We came up with the logo together. So during that time, I was able to get so much done that really helped push a Rooted Body forward.
That's amazing. And it's great that you were able to sort of recognize the kind of a rare opportunity, right? That you maybe never have. So I think a blessing in disguise is the
Very
best way
rare.
of phrasing that. We talked briefly about employees being on your near-term roadmap. I was curious sort of like what's next for Rooted Body Co. What do you look to achieve and how do you set goals? Do you say by 2022 I want to do X, or by this quarter I want to do this, or do you just say I want to try this and we'll see how it goes? How do you approach that?
So for 2021, I set quarterly goals. I did. I mapped it out on a big piece of paper and I wrote down what my quarterly goals were going to be for 2021. So I was able to map out 2021. I haven't got much further than that. But I certainly want, my goals, even long term, is for this business to be able to sustain itself, for it to grow so that it's self-sustaining and availability to my product is always accessible online, where I can get to the point where I can scale up, where I would have to move from my home and maybe have a workspace or a commercial kitchen in order to produce product and have 4 to 5 employees so that I can free myself up and do more of the things that I enjoy doing.
I love it. Makes total sense. We always end the podcast with sort of like a lightning round of questions that we fire off and want to know sort of what comes to the top of your head. So is it cool if we bring you into the lightning round?
Yeah, let's do it.
What's the hardest part about being a small business owner?
Oh, it's all the wearing of all the hats and having to stay on top of all these tasks, different things that I really don't enjoy doing, but need attention. If it's not creating and actually making the product and taking nice pictures of it, then it's a bit more of a burden.
What's the best part about being a small business owner?
Yeah, it's just having the freedom to build and create something of my own. And I think that for me is just amazing, is be on my own terms.
So here's the last lightning round question. What's the best piece of advice you've ever got? And it doesn't have to be business related. It can be, but what's the best piece of advice you've ever got?
One of the best pieces of advice that I have gotten has been to be myself in my most pure and raw form.
Kelly, if people want to find out more about Rooted Body Co., where can they find you?
You can find me on Instagram. Instagram page is at Rooted Body Co. Also on Facebook is at Rooted Body Co. as well. You can visit my website, rootedbodyco.com. Contact me by email at rootedbodyco@gmail.com. You can contact me via email directly, and I'm pretty quick at replying.
Awesome. And we'll hope to see you at some farmers markets as the weather has and some craft markets as the weather has gotten much better this summer. It's been an absolute pleasure talking with you. Thank you so much, and we'll speak again soon, I hope.
Yes, indeed. I appreciate you having me here. It was a lot of fun.
That does it for this episode of Small Business Stories. Make sure to subscribe to Small Business Stories so you can get notified as soon as that new episode drops. While you're at it, please rate and review this show 5 stars. It helps out tremendously and helps the stories of small business owners like you get discovered more easily. Thanks for listening.